your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
And a happy 2014 to you, wherever you may be, across the fruited plains of America, from the toasty, tasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom now into 2014. Listen carefully to what I tell you. This is good stuff. 2004, this is good stuff. This is an election year. Obama, one more year down. We've got another year of this cancer behind us. We're one year closer. And I can feel it. I don't know about you, but I can feel it. I can sense it. I can sense freedom prevailing. I believe, and I do, I believe this with all of my core, that this little goofy, what do we call it, FG, feel-goody experiment with socialism, it's about ready to come to a close. I think Americans are fed up with the lies coming from Washington. And a good 2014, this promises to be. Yeah, for gun owners too. Yeah, they're coming after you. But we'll win. We'll experience our setbacks. But unlike the left and unlike the gun haters and freedom haters, we will feed off of those setbacks. And we will win. Freedom always prevails. It might be a sausage-making, ugly fight sometimes, but freedom always prevails. Speaking of the garbage that comes out of Washington, this socialistic experiment, before we get to our guest lineup, which is huge, by the way, take a listen to what Obama said. And it's fascinating to me. I haven't seen this reported a lot, but I want you to hear what Obama said. And this is what I think Americans have had enough of. I think we are, as an American family, we're fed up with this. And I quote, "Just a few days after Christmas," he said, "more than 1 million of our fellow Americans lost a vital economic lifeline, the temporary insurance that helps folks make ends meet while they look for a job. Republicans in Congress went home for the holidays and let that lifeline expire." Spoken by a man in Hawaii on vacation. Republicans in Congress, he said, went home for the holidays and let that lifeline expire. I guess the Democrats stayed in D.C.?
Yeah.
And the audacity, I love that word when it pertains to him, of this guy is never ending. On vacation, he says this. This isn't a leader, ladies and gentlemen, and I think we've seen this. I think Americans have had enough of this experiment in socialism. My counterpart down there in Dallas, Texas, running the boards today, Sean Shanto Young. How you doing? Happy New Year, my brother.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and what you said, I double that. He's not a leader. How can he be a leader when he's never done anything but organize hoodlums?
That's okay. We'll get past that right now. We'll save that for hour three.
Okay.
But a good conversation that is. So are you feeling it like me, Sean? 2014, this is going to be a huge year. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good about it. And I want gun owners to feel good about it.
Yes, I feel good about it too.
This is an election year. This is when we can make a statement. What about listen, you don't go through life. Listen, we all know Bloomberg. He's out of New York City. He's going to be in your face, gun owners, but you know what that's going to do? That's going to muster the grassroots,
mm-hmm.
as they did in Colorado, and defeated him in his wallet. Like I said, we'll experience our setbacks, but we will prevail in the long run. It's a fight that I say, week after week, you've got to keep toothpicks under your eyes. But we can do it. This show is going to be huge today. Speaking of freedom, Madison Rising, what's better, what's more American than good rock and roll? Yes. Is there anything, maybe grandma's apple pie?
While you listen to rock and roll.
While you're cleaning your guns.
There you go.
Listening to good rock and roll while you're cleaning your guns and eating a piece of grandma's apple pie. At the range.
Ah.
So good rock and roll. And, you know, with America's, the entertainment industry in this country out of the bag, floating around, you know, goofy FGs, feel goodies, you know, this, it, we've got a rock and roll band out here that, that is as patriotic as the day is long. And I know this man I'm getting ready to introduce to you. I've hung out with him. And, you know, he when he sings and his band plays, it comes from their soul. Freedom and patriotism come from their soul. Please welcome Sean. And you can click the little button. I could do it if I wanted, but I got to keep you busy.
Oh, okay.
That lets Dave Bray, the lead singer for Madison Rising, onto the program. Dave, man, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. It's great to have you back, brother.
Okay, man. It's awesome to be back. You can let the canned applause fly, Sean. Go ahead.
Hats off. Yay!
That's all. Tearing its way through history and political correctness, the band lead singer Dave Bray from Madison Rising. How you doing, guys?
There you go.
That's the crowd going crazy. Hey, Dave,
yeah,
before we get started, I have to ask you this. How cool was it?
Before you ask it, am I in trouble?
No, gosh, oh, okay. No. Only if you tell me you're not going to be in Vegas later this week and I won't see you. You're going to be there.
Well, it'll be a surprise if I am, you know.
Okay, good. Well, I'll take that as, yeah, I'll see you in Vegas for SHOT Show.
You know.
Dave, how cool was it to take the stage in Sturgis?
Ooh, Sturgis, man. Sturgis is a big one. You know, we had a lot of big ones this year. We did Madison Rising took the stage at NFL games, halftime mm-hmm. shows for
nice.
The Chargers, for the Phoenix Cardinals. We did halftime down at Carolina Panthers Stadium. We did the PBR Professional Bull Riders Finals, World Finals in Las Vegas. Did a lot of huge stuff this year. But Sturgis, a little different story when you got, you know, 20,000 bikers that ride up to the front of the stage. And you know that if you don't put on a decent if you put on a bad song and it's like silence, you don't hear those bikes rev up, you know you're in trouble.
It's so intimidating, to say the least, right?
It is slightly intimidating, you know what I mean? So we went out there, and, you know, Madison Rising is the kind of band that goes out and waves the flag high and proud. You know, I myself am a firm believer that without God there is no country, but I'm also a believer in fighting for what's out there and for the freedoms that we do have. So this is not a passive kind of aggressive move. This is definitely stand tall, stand and deliver, and go with the gut and go with what you believe in.
No, and you do it, and you do such a good job with it, and it comes through in your music, it comes through in your play, it comes through in your attitude. You know, you guys, hats off to you guys for bringing patriotism back. I get so tired, Dave, and I know you do too, of you know, anti-American lyrics and music and all this garbage, man. This is a country that came from, let's go back to the turn of the century. I mean, come on, you're a vet. You know what it's like to stand here and defend your country. And you sing about it, man. You're proud of it. And I wonder, where did we lose that along the way in our entertainment industry and so forth? Any idea?
I think a lot of it actually stems back from, you know, it's what they want you to hear. So it's what they want you to get on. It's what they dole down your throat. So the garbage they throw down your throat. You know, we just turned over Fallujah. You know, after we fought and lost thousands of, you know, hundreds of lives
and
thousands of wounded. But the big news of the day is Miley Cyrus's new boyfriend and how hot and heavy her relationship's getting. And that's a pretty scary thought when you think about it. And you know, all the great empires were, you know, fallen because of, hey, distraction. And, you know, while politics are happening and going down, and while it's, you know, $1 million, you know, 50th birthday party going on out in Hawaii right now, you know, we're sitting here, you know, working our butts off to try to make sure people know the truth and what's happening in this country. And bands like Madison Rising are doing that. But unfortunately, you know, we're up against things like the media.
Well, you know, no question. Listen, are you able to? I mean, you guys have got to punch through that. Now, of course, I've stood and watched you play face to face. I mean, I've stood right there in booths with you at the SHOT Show when you were doing stuff with us over at the Galco booth, for example. You know, your videos, your music, your halftime stuff, your Fox News stuff, some of your other television work. Is it getting through, man? Are you guys able to punch through that? I know it's tough, but does CNN want to give you some airtime, or are you finding it difficult?
Well, you'll find that as soon as people find out exactly who you are and what you stand for, some trepidation and some fear kind of goes right into him. And it may be, at the end of the day, listen, I want to be on the right side of what's going on. And if you die fighting for what you believe in, then you did the right thing, as long as it's, you know, for the betterment of this country. If CNN doesn't want to air it, that's fine. I think it's a little bit, you know, chicken crap, but whatever. That's how they roll. They let the people know what they want them to know. And this is the battle we're fighting. So, you know, we've been getting out there. We have been cutting through, and we have been making progress. If you can go to just check out our YouTube page at the StarSpangledBannerChallenge.com.
Hey, Dave, I need to hold you right there. Stay right there. But I'm going to agree with you. We're going to close out this segment with this. You know what? Freedom will always prevail. That's my feeling anyway. More with Dave Bray from Madison Rising when we return.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Yeah. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Let's play that for a minute. What do you got?
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
Sean, in the essence of time, let's cut that back a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Star-Spangled Banner by Madison Rising. And their lead singer, who you hear just belting out those incredible lyrics, is my guest, Dave Bray. Dave, welcome back to the show. Pretty cool to hear your stuff on there, huh?
Great to be back. And yeah, you know what? I want to say thank you because you asked earlier, you know, have mainstream media outlets picked it up? And, you know, no, they haven't because they don't want that message out there. They don't want to know that there's still something called American pride and patriotism out there. And, you know, guys like you understand how important it is to let people know that they're not alone. And, you know, it means a lot to have these, you know, alternative outlets to play the Madison Rising stuff out there. It just means a lot to me. It means a lot to our team. So thank you.
Well, you're very welcome for that. Madison Rising on the YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. And let me make this very clear. And, Dave, I know you know this because I watch what you guys do on a fairly regular basis. I get all of your email stuff. And you guys popped over 5 million hits on that. So we're not alone. People are paying attention. Over 5 million of you are enjoying that. That's really powerful stuff. And thank you for bringing it, you know, for putting it out there and allowing us to play it, my gosh, and for creating it in the way that you did. It's just absolutely incredible. I like it. What do you say to some of the folks out there, some of the detractors? You say, hey, and I don't like anybody messing with the Star-Spangled Banner. What do you say to them?
We obviously you're going to have those kind of people out there, and I completely respect that opinion. And if they'll listen to it more than once, watch the video, go and watch the YouTube video for the Star-Spangled Banner, Madison Rising. Go to madisonrising.com. It's on there. You can just link right up into it. Go there and watch, because we did this and took the time. We tried to do it as right as possible. We tried to keep as much reverence as possible to that song because we knew that it would be scrutinized. We knew that people were going to look at this thing and be like, oh, you can't, just the same way that Hendrix, you know, got scrutinized and, you know, downed for doing what he thought was something patriotic. Hendrix was another veteran,
right.
You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, it wasn't meant to be irreverent or, you know, whatever, however you want to look at it. It was meant to pay homage and give it new life and give it a fresh coat of paint and wake it back up, because that's what the American spirit needs right now. We need that in this country, is to wake up, because that's the epitome of what we're falling a victim to. We're falling a victim to ignorance and apathy on a daily basis. We're
Thank
worried
you.
About more of what Maury Povich and everybody else is doing instead of what's happening in our own daggone government.
I got to ask you a question. You're absolutely correct about that, and Nugent said it on the program, and we've repeated it time after time after time, and apathy is destroying this country. People who are more concerned with looking down at some stupid device than they are with paying attention to what's going on, and we're talking about low information, you know, segments of our society that just aren't paying attention, and we need to get that back. And thank you for belting that tune out. As long as you keep playing it, we'll keep playing it. Dave, I got to ask you this in the essence of some fun here. You know, it's pretty cold. I bet it's cold where you are.
I'm in Pennsylvania, so it's brick. It's brick cold.
Well, you know, I guess guys like Springsteen who live in New Jersey, you know, I love liberal music. Let me ask you this. Does a good hard rock and roll concert like yours put out a pretty hardcore carbon footprint?
Well, it's pretty abusive to the grid. I mean, sometimes we have quite a lot of lights, and fireworks, things like that going off. So it can be grid abusive. Yeah, it's definitely not a green type atmosphere.
Good.
Definitely not acoustic. There's not a lot of hippies around. It's pretty much let's tear into this thing for the next hour and a half and have a great time and wake up, you know, and get involved. And that's basically what's happening at a Madison Rising concert. You want to get the idea that, I mean, we shed the blood, the sweat, and the tears on that stage. We usually open up with that Star Spangled Banner. We usually close with it.
Beautiful.
The flag flies at our show. We have a certain flag that we carry and is folded by veterans at every show. I'll bring somebody up to hold it sometimes during the song, depending on where we are. But, you know, I usually try to get some of the most, you know, sincere veterans who are willing to come up and fold it with me after the show and hang out. And we love to meet our fans. We love to hang out with our fans. The new album we just put out is called American Hero. It has a version of the Star Spangled Banner, obviously. It's got a version of America the Beautiful on there. But for our gun people, there's a tune called Ready If It Goes There. And basically the quote is, we don't want to have to bring our guns, but we will be ready if it goes there. So there's just some really great songs on the new album called American Hero. And if they haven't heard anything of it, just go to Amazon.com and check it out. Go to look up Madison Rising. Go look up American Hero and listen down through some of those songs. We got another one called Lock and Load. Obviously, you know what that's about. And then we have one called Come to the Ready, which is all about being prepared for what's coming. Because I honestly, in my heart, you know, we can say that the wall to our Second Amendment has not fallen. But, I mean, you look at cities like New York and Washington, it's being pecked away at pretty seriously, pretty hard. Where you need guns the most to protect yourself and your family, that they've taken those away. And that's just more to come in a widespread arena, in my opinion. So being a gun owner, being a carry guy, up the level of observance, up the level of, you know, spatial awareness, time awareness, and be ready, you know. And that's a lot of what this album is about. We dedicated it to the men and women of the armed forces, police, firefighters, responders, first responders. I mean, these guys selflessly dedicate their service to the country at home and abroad, and the people that wear a flag to protect this great nation, land of the free. I mean, we are pro the American soldier, pro the American police and firefighter. Those are the people we sing for. You know,
I'll tell you what, you guys keep belting it out, and we'll keep putting the word out. Dave, the reason I was joking a little bit about that global warming is I wonder if guys like Springsteen plant trees to offset their carbon footprint. You know, kind of like these jokers down on the global warming mission down in Antarctica that got stuck in the ice.
That thing's about ready to become the Charlotte, dude. You know what I mean?
Hey, they're talking about they were going to offset their trip.
The Charlotte, clink, clink.
They were going to offset their trip by planting trees. I don't get it. I don't understand what makes these people tick, but that's okay. You keep belting it out. We'll find somebody to plant trees for you. Dave Bray, Madison Rising, the most patriotic rock and roll band in America. Thank you, Dave. Look forward to seeing you in Vegas. We'll have you back on the show again soon.
You got it.
I'm Mark
God
Walters.
Turn it
Armed
off.
American Radio continues. Crank it up.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little total is $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The following is not an actor, but a real life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, coast to coast, today here on the Armed American Radio Network. North Dakota, how you doing? Texas, Oklahoma, Mountain Home, Arkansas, how you doing? Nevada, Oregon, Washington, South Dakota, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. You're all listening to Armed American Radio, Albany, New York. Listeners up in Connecticut, wow. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to tell you. There is a photograph. Sean, what's the term? Viral, right?
Yes.
That is one of the most disturbing photos. I mean, this is reminiscent of Nazi Germany. This is reminiscent of Jews standing in lines, registering as Jews with the Nazi government. Photographs, and there are dozens of them out there, of law-abiding Connecticut citizens in lines, as far as you can see, waiting in crummy, rainy weather at a state police barracks.
to tell the state police what they own, how many of them, when they bought them, giving them a fingerprint, driver's license, notarized forms for their firearms and magazines. They're okay if you bought them after this date, but if you bought them the day before, no, no, no. And if you don't wait in line, Mr. and Mrs., I've never had as much as a traffic ticket in my life. You're a felon. A felon. You know, right up there with OJ. You're a felon. Unbelievable. Frightening stuff. And one of the members, one of the leaders, if you will, of the fight against this incredible wrong in Connecticut, the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, Scott Wilson, the head of that organization, joins me now. Scott, you know, I went to high school up in Connecticut. It's a beautiful country, and we've been talking about this over the last couple, 3 weeks on the program, in particular as the deadline has gotten close. Wow, man, this is these pictures are frightening. Tell us about what's going on up there right now.
Well, Mark, thanks for having me on your show.
Sure.
The deadline is now passed, so the damage with respect to people registering their firearms has been done. We did try to stop it prior to the deadline, and basically what it's going to come down to now is oral arguments on January 30th. Chu V. Malloy, which we're named plaintiffs on in a federal court up in Hartford, Connecticut. That day when... the last couple days when people were registering their firearms, actually the vice president of our organization, Lenny Benedetto, was being a little proactive, and he went up there and he had a handful of a couple handfuls of our cards to pass out to people that were in line, and many of those people, ironically, had not heard of our organization, and many of those people did not show up to the hearings that we had at the Capitol or get involved, and. You know, it's kind of sad to see, but it's also kind of nice to see that people may at least be starting to have a clue and starting to wake up, and maybe those people have been shocked to reality to where they'll actually, you know, be rowing right alongside us in the boat.
I have to ask this question. The pictures are very disturbing. They're very disturbing to me to see American citizens, law-abiding, good, law-abiding, hardworking American citizens lining up at a police barrack. A state police barrack, lines of them, to register their lawfully purchased and lawfully owned firearms, exercising their constitutional freedoms. I have to ask you this question. Do you have any statistics, or can you give me any statistics, of how many criminals were in those lines registering their firearms? Any idea?
I'm sure there were 0% criminals in those lines. Now, the day after the deadline, there were several people that showed up that had missed the deadline. And they tried to register some magazines, and they tried to register a couple rifles, I guess. And by default and by constructive possession, those folks that actually tried to do the right thing and show up and register, they were criminals under the eyes of the law, and they were turned away, actually.
They were turned away. Were they arrested?
No, they were not arrested.
Okay, can you tell me why they were not arrested?
Well, the police have been the state police, Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection have been making the statement that there are no plans to actively go out and seek individuals out that are in violation of the law.
Right.
At least for now, the words I believe I heard were now. So at some point, maybe that'll come down the road. Maybe they'll try to find out who the individuals were that dropped them off, or cross reference their database to see who purchased firearms that were given authorization numbers and that didn't register those firearms that are now classified as assault weapons.
Okay, I knew the answer to that question. And the reason I ask that is because, and Sean, I want to get your opinion in here too. Are you with me, Sean?
Yeah.
All right, we have a situation where the governor trumpets this unconstitutional, this gun, basically what this is, Scott, you know this is the beginning of the gun grab in Connecticut.
Right.
Tell me where you are. Show me your papers. I want to know where you are. And the state police now saying, well, you know, we're not going to do anything about it now. which begs the question, when? Because we know that's coming. And, Sean, I'm going to come right out and ask you this. Would you register your guns?
No.
Okay. Scott, I know you've been hearing a lot of this. Now, keeping in mind that Sean doesn't live in Connecticut, so it's easy to say, no, I wouldn't do it. Are you hearing from any of your membership across the state that I'm not going to abide by this?
Well, because yes. Members and otherwise, other folks that are not necessarily members of our organization, there's always been that the two schools of thought, and it's been a very interesting argument with the fact that what we've done as an organization, we have tried to make sure that the information to the T is available for those that wish to comply so that they don't have any problems with the law down the road. We're doing this for two reasons. One, as a resource to help individuals that don't want to have the hassles that go with not complying. Second, we are involved in litigation against the state of Connecticut right now, and it is absolutely crucial that we maintain some semblance of credibility and grounds for standing in this upcoming action, and we need to hold our head above the two schools of thought right now, and very simply try to handle the matter in the courts for now. Now, I am wholly sympathetic with individuals that made the choice that Sean made, which is not to register. I get it. I completely get it. And if I weren't in the position I'm in, as far as being the head of the organization, I might have done the same.
I don't have enough time to give you in this segment before we go to a break to answer my question. So what I'll do is, Sean, because you answered the question the way you did.
Yes.
Of course, David Codrea has been on this program every weekend for years.
Yes.
And will be on later. And just as early as last week made the comment on this program, Scott, what do you do? What do good law-abiding people do now to have to be faced with this awful decision, with this terrible decision, through no fault of their own, as an individual who may never have had a ticket for anything, an individual who, if they got pulled over for speeding, would feel terrible for violating the law. Good law-abiding people who are now faced with this awful decision, what do I do? This goes against every bone in my body. Now, you made a statement that the hassle that goes along with not complying. I want to get your explanation on what hassles go along with not complying when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Scott Wilson, head of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. We'll be back after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown. A new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Segment of AAR is being brought to you by the Mad Ogre and Decode Holsters. Pick yours up at tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. That's a little bit of Peter Pumpkinhead. I throw that in because I like the lyrics. Peter Pumpkinhead came to town. See? Spreading wisdom and truth around. Cash around. Yes. A little bit of, yeah, you know. Barack Obama thinks he's Peter Pumpkinhead. I believe freedom will always prevail. I believe Americans have had enough of this crap. I believe 2014 is going to be the beginning of the end of this ridiculous, what do you want to call it, Sean, that I can say without having to hit a dump switch button.
Dribble.
Let's just say I believe that we're witnessing the end of progressive liberalism. I do believe that.
Yeah, progressive socialism.
Socialism in America, the experiment with socialism. You know, the code words are coming out now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Income inequality.
Oh, what?
That means I'm going to take your money and I'm going to give it to him over here. And social justice means I'm going to give them that job over there. And I don't care. This whole thing, I believe Americans are fed up and had enough of this. And when you see photographs like you see of good law-abiding citizens in Connecticut, your neighbors, your friends, your family, lining up to tell the government, as free men and women, where they live, what they own. This gets to the core of what freedom is all about in a state none other than Connecticut, the Constitution state. Unbelievable. And talking about it with me here on the Armed American Radio Network is Scott Wilson, the head of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. Scott, welcome back. Sean has a question for you. Sean, or a statement. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a statement. I'm going to use the progressive left's own words against them. It's not fair. I've got to go and show that I have a weapon and give my address and everything. What about the criminals? What about these Chicago hijackers that are shooting up each other? They're not trying to get their guns. I mean, that makes no sense to me.
And you're correct, Sean. And trust me when I say this to both of you gentlemen and your listeners. We essentially threw every argument that we could at all our legislators as during what hearings we were allowed to have. Now, the final language on this law that had passed, Public Act 13-3, we were not even allowed to offer any input onto the language. Mm-hmm. It was passed by emergency certification. However, our members, gun owners in Connecticut, did reach out to their legislators and make sure that their words were heard. So we did the very best we could as an organization, as gun owners in the state of Connecticut. We taught newly involved individuals the process of public testimony and how to reach out and contact their legislators. We outnumbered what hearings we did have. We outnumbered the opposition, the anti-gun crowd, 10-1 or possibly even higher, depending on who you're talking to. We did everything that we really could. We hosted rallies. We had lobby days at the Capitol. We did everything possible under the sun. But in light of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, it was just an overwhelming surge of this progressive support for infringing on our rights, essentially. It was a populist decision made by legislators on both sides of the aisle, and they went with it.
Okay, isn't this... I mean, this could rise to the level of the description of the word tyranny. Let me read it to you. Cruel and oppressive government or rule. According to Merriam-Webster, cruel and unfair treatment by people with power over others. Does it rise to that level when your legislators, Scott, are putting their political agenda over the will of the people in the Constitution state?
Yes. I believe they've usurped the Constitution and actually, I just released our year-end state of the CCDL report, and what I included at the very top of it was that famous quote from C.S. Lewis about tyranny. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that it was a tyrannical effort by the state.
If this went to the vote of the people, how do you think it would come out?
Very difficult to say. If it was some type of referendum on, you know, during the general elections that were added on that, I don't know. Again, it's a very progressive, and when I say progressive, I mean that many voters in the state typically go along with what the governor is saying or the whatever type of party that is not favorable towards Second Amendment rights.
Mm. You know, it's very true. It's very sad, but you have a very liberal, if you will, subculture that slides up into New York, permeates Connecticut from New York. You do have an awful lot of that liberalism, that progressivism. Connecticut is a firmly blue state. There is no question about that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, elections have consequences. Scott, you've got an uphill battle in that state with the legislators. Now, of course, we talk about why this happened to begin with. Of course, this was in a reaction to Newtown. This was an exploitation, in my mind, of a terrible tragedy by a group of progressive liberals hell-bent on enacting a political agenda, an anti-gun, anti-freedom agenda, when they struck when the iron was hot. Am I wrong?
No, you're dead on. And they had a lot of help from the outside. There were, you know, Governor, Mayor Bloomberg and Mother's Demand Action.
Mm-hmm.
There was a surge of, everything was gilded from the outside, and they came on and they came in force to work against us in opposition to us. And sadly, as I referenced earlier, there were too many elected officials that in the past had been very pro-Second Amendment. They went along with the populist choice here. And prior to this past year, prior to Sandy Hook, we actually had I would say a little bit of wind at our back. I mean, we weren't having any great pro-Second Amendment bills go through, but we were effectively stopping anything that was anti-Second Amendment that came
right
along. We've stopped magazine bans. We've stopped long gun registration in the past. We actually had some pro-gun bills move forward through the House and then get stopped in the Senate, but we've had some things go through unanimously. And you know, the person that's in control of our Senate up here, Senator Don Williams, the Senate president, really effectively worked against us on anything that was pro-Second Amendment.
Well, as someone who is literally at the front of this fight in a state that is being watched by both sides as we approach 2014. And I'll give you my prediction. I want the Democrats to run on Obamacare. I want them to own it. And I want them to mix a little gun control in there, too. And let's see how far it gets them in the 2014 midterms. I'm ready for it. Now, as an individual who's fighting this battle in Connecticut and understands clearly that elections have consequences, what advice can you give my listeners, your fans, my fans, across this country in states who are having to fight this same battle by the Democrat gun haters across this country, who Bloomberg is going to be allowing them to cuddle up to his wallet over the next 12 months? What can you tell them? What advice can you give them before we close the hour?
Well, I'm going to borrow the words of a very good friend of mine, somebody that he's acted as our attorney over the last 5 years, and his words were, "Don't go to sleep." So I'm going to steal his words, and I will just say, reach out to those dark crevices inside of some of the older gun clubs where people are just happy to show up and shoot trap and shoot skeet, and they don't want to really necessarily be bothered because they don't think these laws will ever affect them.
All right, that's great advice, ladies and gentlemen, from the man fighting the battle. You can check out his organization at ccdl.us, ccdl.us. Scott, thank you so much for joining us on Armed American Radio today. Keep up the fight, my friend. We have your back if there's anything we can do for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I say this every week. I'm going to say it again. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Let's not wind up like Connecticut. Fight the battle. Keep toothpicks under your eyes. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
New from America's most influential commentator, Charles Krauthammer, the best-selling book, Things That Matter, 3 decades of passions, pastimes, and politics. For years, readers and viewers have flocked to Krauthammer for his keen insight into politics, government, chess, and baseball. Now the best of Krauthammer's intelligence, wisdom, and wit are collected in one volume, perfect for the armchair pundit in your life. Pick up a copy of Things That Matter wherever books are sold.